The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Still makes me smile, even if, you know, it's not what I would hope it to be.
But you're thinking about what you hope it would be, and good for you. Congratulations.
You got to project some things.
I'm glad that there's a table in between you and me.
Yeah. Aspirations. Here's what I wanted to talk about. You know, the Mean Girl Caucus going on over on the Republican House side. And you know, it's easy to belittle them. You know, but it's going to get crazy pretty soon. There's some crazy stuff going on. And, you know, Assistant Principal McCarthy called all the mean girls down to his office. You know, and when I say mean girls, I include, you know, people like Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and that crew. McCarthy pleads with Republicans to stop the inflating. Congress is not junior high.
It's high school, and you better get with that.
Well, just because a lot of his, you know, caucus dropped out or perhaps got their GEDs, you know, that's
hey,
no
hey,
reason
you know
what,
however you get it,
discourse.
Good for you for getting it. I'm not going to go and disparage someone for getting their GED.
No, and I shouldn't either, but sometimes they do. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday pled with Republicans to stop attacking each other as they keep getting mired in nasty personal fights, admonishing them that Congress is not junior high. During a closed-door meeting with rank-and-file Republicans, McCarthy said that the intra-party squabbles amongst a handful of Republicans, primarily between the far-right flank and the more moderate members, there's not many of those, weren't helpful for the GOP as they seek to win back the majority in 2022.
But the ones with the Democrats, those are just fine. But the ones with us, he's got a problem with them because they're fighting within the party, has no problem with the direct insults being flung across the aisle.
Well, they're beyond insults. I mean, they're you know, sort of racist ethnic slurs.
I'm being generalized.
Being leveled across the somewhat. Aisle. We'll get to that in a moment. Here's what McCarthy said. Assistant Principal McCarthy. Well, 99% were doing the right thing, McCarthy said. He urged the remaining 1% of the GOP conference to stop the infighting and no more spitballs and quit talking publicly about a speaker's race that's more than a year away, according to a source in the room. McCarthy did not name any names. Oh, you got to name names, Fancy Brian.
Oh, no. No, this is high school.
Hold you all accountable without naming any of your names.
This is not junior high. This is high school.
You know
who you are. We
deal with
things in a dignified way.
McCarthy did not name any names in the meeting, but his remarks appeared to be aimed at conservative rabble-rousers like Reps Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know her, she's the QAnon queen, and Rep Matt Gaetz, who have said McCarthy doesn't yet have the votes within the GOP conference to be speaker if they win the House majority. His comments generated audible grumbling from a trio of Trump loyalists, Greene, Gaetz, and Rep Lauren Boebert. Who were sitting together in the meeting. You know, what a click they make.
What
the
a group
girls
of
click
people of that talk to each other. Good
Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and Lauren Boebert. I mean, if you see them sitting at a table at lunch, you know, just keep walking on by. You're not like, cool enough.
Like, I want to know what they talk about seriously without anybody around to go and bloviate to.
Congress is not junior high, McCarthy admonished his members, adding the Republicans had a higher calling in Washington. Since when? When did they have a higher calling? Maybe, you know, maybe back when America was a little bit greater, but today, not so much. Anyways, here's a little bit more.
We're on a mission from God.
Yeah, Republicans only have to flip 5 seats to win the House majority in next year's elections. But they've remained mired in infighting in recent weeks, despite efforts to focus on messaging against Democrats' social spending and climate package. The latest flare-up came on Tuesday when Greene and Rep. Nancy Mace she's a Republican from South Carolina, spent much of the day launching personal attacks at each other via Twitter, you know, doing the people's work. The fight began when Mace said during a CNN interview over the weekend that she condemned Islamophobic comments from Boebert. you know, Boebert, color, bigoted Barbie, Lauren Boebert, suggesting that Rep. Ilhan Omar, one of the first Muslim women elected to Congress, could be a terrorist.
Yeah.
Now, Mace's comments drew the ire of Green, who tweeted that the first-term South Carolina lawmaker is the trash in the GOP conference.
That's funny.
I mean, that's white trash calling... trash calling white trash trash. Mace fired back using bat excrement and a clown emoji. You know, that Green was back wano crazy.
This is great.
McCarthy has repeatedly tried to tamp down fires within the House GOP conference over the past few weeks to limited avail. 2 weeks ago, McCarthy tried to quash a push from some far-right members to take away committee assignments from the 13 House Republicans. You know, the ones that voted for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. How dare they? That came the same week that two Republicans, Rep. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, voted with Democrats to censure Paul Gosar and remove him from committees for posting an edited anime video that depicted him killing Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
This is high school people, not junior high.
What was his defense at the time? Oh, you know, I'm just trying to appeal to the kids today with the anime.
Oh, good, yeah.
Something like that. First Amendment?
This is, when are you going to tell me that, like, what next ridiculous thing is going to happen?
Here's what I want. I want participation. I want you to be as juvenile as the, you know, the Mean Girls Caucus. I'm looking for name calling. I'm looking for hair pulling, eye gouging, maybe some screaming at 844-967-2789. And of course, Roe v. Wade under attack before the U.S. Supreme Court. Doesn't feel that way. Seems very somber, but it's under attack. So lots to talk about. Want to hear from you. Dial us up. We'll be in the back smoking one. Come back. More Devils.
Laugh now, because you clowns have been on double secret probation since the beginning of this semester.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?